And if Avatar's elaborate 3D special effects do well at the box office, we might be putting on those funny glasses for some of its creators' older movies, too, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
James Cameron, director of The Terminator, Titanic, and Avatar, promised hundreds of rabid fans last summer at a Comic-Con panel he'd convert his biggest hit into 3D.
Well, we're going to dimensionalize Titanic.
Okay.
We're going to turn it into high-quality 3D.
Titanic in 3D could hit theaters within 2 years. Cameron has already started to retrofit the original movie.
Seen a couple of minutes, converted, it looks spectacular.
A small handful of companies have developed technology that converts existing live-action movies into 3D. Willem Dries works at one of them, called In3. It uses highly specialized software to double the image and add depth. And it's vastly improved from the 3D of the 50s or even the 80s.
It's almost like you're looking through the wall that it's being projected on, and you're seeing this marvelous world come to life.
Dries is nerdily enthusiastic about the 3D potential of older science fiction movies like Star Wars, The Matrix, or 2001: A Space Odyssey. But he thinks 3D can intensify almost any film, including an artsy German movie about a submarine.
Say you're doing a Das Boot or something like that.
Let's come in diesel.
I mean, in 2D, the inside of that submarine is claustrophobic. You realize you're living in such close proximity with all those guys. There's all that stuff hanging around that you got to eat for the next couple months. I could give that depth so it feels like you're really in there and it's really claustrophobic and that stuff is really close to you.
3D proponents describe this technology as an immersive new way to tell and experience stories. But some critics say it's still a gimmick. Once the novelty wears off, they wonder if millions of people will really stand in line for tickets to 3D versions of movies they've already seen, repeatedly. Film critic Kristen Thompson says Titanic's made almost $2 billion since its 1997 release because of its story.
I'm flying!
It became so successful because people went back to see it over and over and over again. And a lot of those people were girls and women who found it very attractive in terms of the romance, but who probably wouldn't find it all that much more attractive if it was in 3D.
Most vivid for that audience is Jack and Rose, not a foundering ship, even one slowly sinking in 3 dimensions. Avatar will be a little different. This epic about giant blue aliens riding creatures that look like dragons was meant to be watched in 3D.
This film, Avatar, will raise the bar for years to come. This is the kind of the moment that we've all been waiting for in the 3D industry.
Michael Lewis works with James Cameron. He helped develop the technology that plays Avatar in 3D. He says because 3D tickets are more expensive, they've helped bring in a record box office this year. And studios love 3D, he says, because it's harder to pirate.
90% of all piracy happens in theaters with camcorders, so what you would be filming would be a double image, which wouldn't be much to look at.
Major studios are banking on 3D as the next big thing. The only thing holding it back now is movie theaters. Right now, only about 1 in 10 can play 3D. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.